We are learning Maseches Bav Metzia, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting 20 lines from the top. At the end of the line, Bo Yiram Bachama. The first word of the line is Amina. 20 lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph. Bo Yiram Bachama. Shalo L'Rava Mahu. Shaila is here. We're talking about a shayel. We know a shayel is Chayev Ba'intzim, and the question is, what type of shayel is Chayev Ba'intzim? What about someone who just borrows it, not to use it? He borrows it lirava, to do znus with the behema. Is that enough of a sha'ila that yichayiv in oinsim? Ma, what's a sha'ila? Chayit's a sha'ila, what's a sha'ila? Ma, could the sha'ila inchi be ino amvalahachil or sha'ila inchi? Do you say it has to be a normal sha'ila? When the Torah says sha'ila, it means a regular borrowing. But for such a thing, people usually don't borrow behema for such a thing. And therefore, maybe the Torah was never mechayev a shayel in such a case. What's the reason why a shayel is chayev mishum hana? V'hai nami ha'islay hana. Or you say the reason is al hana, and here also there's an hana, and therefore it's chayev ba'intzim. That's the Gemara shayla. Gemara shayla is there have to be a normal way. We find all in the Torah all the time that everything is always kederach. Like for example, which is not mamash a good dimyon, but for example, you find. There's an issa achila in the Torah. It has to be like a derech achilos. It has to be like the normal way of eating it. So here also, the question is a shiloh, when you borrow something, does it have to be a normal way of borrowing? Shalal l'rava, to borrow for znus, not a regular borrowing. The shiloh is, that's called a borrowing or not. That's one shiloh. A lot of the shilohs, the Gemara is not going to be patient. The Gemara is not going to come up with an answer to the shilohs. The next shiloh, shalal l'rayis ba mahu. The next shaila is, you're borrowing it not to use it. You're just borrowing it because you look like a rich person. The Rashi says, you didn't near an usher chashev. Like the equivalent will be today, someone just borrows a Rolls Royce for the day to look like a gvir. He also, he borrowed this paro liris by mao, mamayin abina v'yika. Do you need that it's mamayin? And I'm borrowing mamayin, and therefore I'm chayiv anayinzim. Oidum mamayin adis le'anamin abinon. You have to borrow it in order to have anah, v'leka. I hear you having hana. You look like an usher, but like Rashi and Tosfos explain, hanamine means that you nana from a behema itself. You use it. Here you're not really using it. You're just having it, and that's not called hana from the behema itself. So that's a shayla. That's called a sha'ila, and if that's chayiv anayinzim. Shayla number three. Shayla lases ba pachos mepruta. You're borrowing in order to do work that's less than a pruta. That's clear what you're borrowing for. You're not going to use it anymore. Only that. Mao, mamoina bina v'ika. Lemaisa here, like Tosis explains, perish the mamoina bina shiyashaloi v'ika. Here, you're lending me something that's worth money. It's worth more than a pruta, and that we have. Oiduma, kol pacha is pruta lav klumui. Or lemaisa, the hana that I'm getting is less than a pruta. Maybe that's not enough to be called a she'elo to be chayiv in ointzim. Dr. Maravaiter, shol shtei parot asam pruta. So this is like imtim shleima, Rashi explains. If you say pachos v'pruta is not enough, what happens if you borrow two parois and each one pachos v'pruta, but altogether one pruta? I'm going to use it worth a pruta. Now, mir minin zil baser shoyel l'mashal v'ika. Do you go baser the shoyel l'mashal? Between them, l'maisa, I'm using your stuff for a value of a pruta. V'ika, oidilma zil baser parois v'chalchad v'chalchad lekamayna. Or you go baser the cows and each one, I'm not using it a full pruta, a minor, and therefore, maybe there will not be a she'ela.
Make a difference
on the case if the mashal knows what the story is? No, what are you borrowing for? I'm saying, usually you tell the mashal what you're borrowing for, but they don't say anything about knowing what you're borrowing for. What is kavana? What is the kavana? It could be it has to do with it. He's only giving it to you for that reason. It could be. But
Yeah.
They're kind of gonna be killed. Rav has been killed. It means it's nos. It's been killed.
Right.
If you don't have Edim, what's on Zman Hazem? I'm saying Zman Gemara. If that was the case, it wouldn't let. Yeah, it has to be permission. Yeah, permission for it. Yeah, in that case, you have to know. Yeah. So, to Gemara Vayta, Shal Mishutvim V'Nishaloi Echad Mehem. Here's a new case. This shayla is a shayla gavet Bal of Imai. Told that a shayla was a gavet a whole chi of Oinsim of a shayla. Now I want to clarify the din of Balavima. We learned that the din is that if you borrow a cow and the owner of the cow is working for you as well, then the halacha is you are potter from Oinsim. Or potter maybe even from Shiel if you want Mandiyama. Shal Meshutvim, you borrowed a cow from two shotim, and shotim owned a cow for shotim, I borrowed from them. And one of the shotim actually came to work for me, b'shas the she'ela, when I borrowed it. Mao. Kula bala v'ina v'holaka. Maybe you need bala v'ima has to be the whole entire bialim. Here it's only half the bialim is working for you because it's shotim. Or dilma mahu pagadeh miyamifta. Or lamaisa, from that half, lamaisa, that half has a bialim and you pata. So Tois really asked that, like, what's the tzad not? Lamaisa, on his chalik, hakebi chayv, is bala v'ima his chalik. Tois really asked, and he asks it with a knech. The Gemara Meruba says that if someone steals from Shutvim, you could pay Chamisha Chatzi Bakar, you find your idea. So Tois' answer is a big sorry. Tois' answer is Divim Maschel Venishal, Yeshleimar, the Hosam Svaru Shushal Mufim Ashagonav, Aval She'ela Babailim, ain't Svaru Liftar. Betzem, the whole din Balavim is not a Svaru, Vavik Chidish, Ve'elacho Boyel Chidushai. The whole din of Balavim is a Chidish. And maybe it's only what the Torah said, Balavim, a full Bailim, a half a Bailim. Maybe there's no idea of Bala Vimay, and that's the tzad over here that it wouldn't be enough. And it's clear in the Gemara, the way Taisus learns also, that on the tzad, that it would be a Ptura Bala Vimay, it would only be for that half, not for the whole thing. The Arishayim will learn, and therefore Taisus bother, what's the Shiloh? But the Arishayim will learn that that's Pashit on your half, your Pata. The question was, you Pata on the whole thing. And then that's a good tzad, maybe not like Vasapis. So that's, you don't have Taisus Kasha, that's all the Arishayim learn. Next shayla, another shayla by Shutvim. Shutvim Shashalu. Here's a case with the opposite. Not that you borrowed it from Shutvim. Shutvim borrowed a cow. It means Reuben and Shimon borrowed a cow from Levi. But Nishal Echad Mehem. And Levi was working for one of them for Reuben. So now you have a whole bialim, but not for the whole shayla. Mao. Kuloi shayla bina v'leko. I didn't have a hoop hag of the shayla. Maybe on that half, at least you should be potter. And here it's the same shayla. And again, with Tais, you have to say with Tais's hezber, that the whole thing of Balavim is a chiddush, and maybe it's only in when you have the full bialim and the full shayla, and but if not, it's a Gemara that has a shayla. Next shayla. The next two shaylas, the Gemara is going to bring down that shikl pshitas to the shayla. The first shayla is a shayla that's split into two. It's a shayla about the nichsei melug. Nichsei melug is properties that the principal is owned by the wife, but the halacha is the husband could use the peiros, could use the shtamshus of it. So for example, if it's a property, the husband gets all the profits of that property as long as they're married, even though the isha, the wife, really owns the property. And if it's a metal klum, like a cow, so the halacha is that the husband has all the benefits of this cow, but the cow itself belongs to the isha. So shah is like this. Shama isha benishal baila. Someone borrowed from isha a para of nichsei melug. It's a para of the para. And the husband is working also for the guy who borrowed it. So this kubal of imai. Basically, is the husband considered a baal? The husband has a certain right in this para. He has the chsus peris in the para. Is he called baal of imay or not? Oh, bambakasha. So Rabbi Mordechai is asking bambakasha. How you learn that? Look at Tosfos. Look at Shalom Anisha. Tema. The makayich es isha lahashkum nechsim alog. The peris belongs to the baal. How could he do it? Tosfos has two pshatim. One Tosfos pshatim means is you have to ask both of them. So that was the case. He borrowed it from him and from him. Inami that. He borrowed straight from the Ishtaka and still the Gemara had a Shaila. Because Maisa, the principle is owned by the Isha. So it's still a question of Balavima. Even if he has the right to lend it out, but Maisa, the principle of that cow belongs to the Isha, and therefore the Gemara has a Shaila. So Shalma Isha of initial Baila, Ima, maybe you should say? Ima, yeah, that's a Shaila. That's Shaila number one. Shaila number two is the opposite. Isha Shashala. Isha borrowed a cow to use on the Nixim Aluk Karka, Vinishal Abal, and the owner of that cow came to work for the Baal. This is considered that the cow is lent to the Baal. Why? Because it's a nichsim aluk. It's working on the karka. So what's the shayla? Both of these shaylas are telling the same shayla. Now, kinya peiros kinya guftami eloi. Is kinya peiros, which is the kinyan of the Baal, of the husband, is that like he owns the principal or not? If it's like he owns the principal, so then let's say the first case where Reuven borrowed the cow from the isha. And the Baal went to work for Reuven, they'll be called Baal of Imai, because the husband is considered the Baal of Bas, because Kenya Peres Kenya Guftami. I lawyer not that the Baal was not considered the owner. It's the owner is the Isha. And I guess we're not considering a shutvim. It's one or the other. Either it's the isha who is the owner, or the baal is the owner. So that's shayla number one. Basically, the shayla is, can your parents can you give to me? Next shayla, Amle Ravina Ravashi, Ha'oimel Shluchai. This is nothing to do with nichsim v'lo. New shayla. Shayla is that someone who tells the shliach, save a hashali im parasi. Mahu. The case was that I'm sending my para to Ruvain, Ruvain wants to borrow my para, and I send my shliach as well to do a shlichus for me and work for it. I was supposed to be lent out, but I said, no, you go lend out. So is the shliach shluchas om kamaisai, and is that considered like the bailim himself is working with the cow, and it's balavimai. Mao bail of mamish bin of aleka. The only mamish the owner, and this is not the owner, this guy is a shliach. I do ma shlucha shaladim kamaisai v'ika. What do you say? Shlucha shaladim kamaisai, that you have, a shliach. It's like him. So that's a two shayla, three shaylas over here. The first shayla is kiyah peres kiyah guftami, which is two shaylas. Either the isha borrowed or the isha lent it out. And the second case is a case of a shliach. So the Gemara, this we have a pshitas too. The Gemara says, Omalei Rav Acha, Barei de Rav Avi, Rav Ashi, Baal, the shayla with the baal, with the husband, plukta de Rav Yechon Rav Shlokesh, is machlekes Rav Yechon Rav Shlokesh. Shliach plukta de Rav Yechon Rav Yechon. Shliach is machlekes Rav Yechon Rav Yechon. Baal plukta de Rav Yechon Rav Shlokesh, the itma we learned, Hamoiche Sadeu Lechaveiru Leperus. This is a classic case, not of a husband and wife, but someone who sells his friend a property for the Peris. I'm leasing you property, basically. Lease you the property for 2 years, and you eat the Peris. Rabbi Yechon may be Kairi. You can bring Bikurim those years. Even though you don't own the principle of, you don't own the Etzem Karka, you only own the Schus Peris, still you bring Bikurim. And in Bikurim, the lashon you say is, Hine Hevesi Va'ata. Hine Hevesi Es Reishis Priya Adama Shenasatali. Hashem V'nachtu V'nei Hashem. It says in the Pasuk, it's Priya Adama Shenasatali. Hadama Shenasatali, it says. The Adama he gave me. And Rav Yechon says, yeah, I can bring maybe Bikurim. Shokas on maybe in a curry. No, you bring Bikurim, but you cannot lean the parasha because it's not true. It's not Adama Shenasatali. The Gemara explains, B'yechon on maybe a curry, why Kenyan Peiris can guft on me. That you own the schus of the prophets of the Peiris is like you own the guft. Rav Shlokas on maybe in a curry, Kenyan Peiris love can you guft on me. So the machlekes Yechon Rav Shlokas is if Kenyan Peiris can guft on me. Same machlekes is by a husband. The husband has a schus Peiris. Is that Kenyan guft on me or not? So therefore, the Gemara Shal before is totally machlekes Rav Yechon and Rav Shlokas. Shliach, the shiloh, huh? It's not shal shutvim. It's not shal shutvim because it's either you, it's either him or him. They're not shutvim. It's either the isha owns it or the whoever the baal. It's not shutvim. Shutvim means they both own the guf. Here, it's either the guf or the Peiris. It's neither. It's, you have to look at which was there. That's all. Shliach plucked the yarns from Rav Yeshia. We said a shayla shliach where someone lends out his cow and he says, you know what, I don't want to go work for that cow here. Be my shliach. So is that called balavim or not? So that's machlokes Rav Yeshia and Rav Yeshia. Tanya, ha'im al apotropis. Someone tells a apotropis, I'm going away to overseas. If my wife makes any, I'm making you a shliach. If my wife makes any nedarim, I want you to be made for them. Any neder that my wife makes from today until I come back, be made for it. And the apotropos is made for it. You would think maybe it's mufarim because adam kemoisai, because an agent of persons like him, Tamalaymar, the pasuk says, ishi yekemenu v'ishif renu. Dafka a husband should do it and no one else. Divi Rabbi Yeshaya. Rabbi Yeshaya Amar, Matzino b'chol makom shluchah shel kamaisa. He says no. We always find shluchah shel kamaisa, and therefore even by apotropos he could do the hafara. And we're saying the same thing over here. The same shalav here, balavimai. Same shalav here, balavimai. Tom Chalik is very yoshi Rabbi Yisun. Yeah. So Moshe is asking good kasha. That's a bumper kasha. He's asking the lechayra. Everyone agrees it's a shluchah shel kamaisa. There, it's exactly the cost. Ishak menav ishak frenu. So what does he got to do it here? What are we saying in this machlekes here? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yishai both agree that really apotropos can do hafara, but Rabbi Yehuda says have gzeres kosev isha yikemenu veisha yifarenu, and that's why not. Where's the gzeres kosev over here? So it's very good kasha. Tois asks the kasha. Tois over here, the Rav Shlomo says b'taima hechi medam ashila v'baylam l'nedarim da shum drasha ika l'Rabbi Yehuda l'av shteich kamaisai the ba'amolei pligi. It's only here. It's a special reason. Tais has two terutzim. One terutz is that the reason for Rabbi Yeshua is because it says twice the word isha. Isha yikamenu. Isha, mean, oh, by the way, it means the husband. Isha yikamenu, v'isha yifarenu. See, here also it says Balav Imay twice. It says Balav Imay and Balav Eini Imay. Therefore, that's one pshat in Taisus. Inami, Loshem Bailav Ve'ishos Mashmalei. Bailav and Ishos mean the same thing. Dafka you, not the shliach. You are the husband, you are the Bailam, and therefore that's the svara. That's the two pshat. Very good. Very good shmak. So the Maravaita, Omer Rav Ilush, Omer Rav Ilush Rava, Ha'imel Avdoi, Tsei Bahashel Imparasi. New shayla now. Shayla is, you tell your Eved, this is before we had shayla with a shliach, now shayla with an Eved. You tell your Eved Kanani that I'm renting out or lending out my para, and they want me to come, I'm going to send you. Now, is the Eved like your shliach or not? Maybe it's better. Let's see. We're going to clear the shayla. The shliach is like you. The shliach is not like you. Maybe the shliach could be like me, and it's called Baal Avimai, is dafka someone who's a bar mitzvah. Aval Eved, the lav bar mitzvah, loy. But the Eved is not a bar mitzvah, not. And we'll stop right here and explain this. What does it mean, Eved lav bar mitzvah? Zog Rashi. The shlichus is not learned from Atam Gamatam, L'Rabbi Shluchachem. Now, we know you need a Bnei Bris, you need a Jew. Every kind is considered a Jew, he's considered a Bnei Bris, he could be a shliach. But we're saying it has to be doima to you, to be a Dumi Mishalach, she udin of Noyeg and Boy. V'zeh ain't din shel Noyeg Boy, v'gam mashal she ain't le klum v'loi Rabbi. Rashi is a chiddush. Rashi says, this Eved maybe can't be a shliach for she'elo, for borrowing. Why? Because first of all, he never can lend out because he never has anything. And he can't borrow because he never has money to pay. Therefore, Rashi says maybe he can't be a shliach in the sugya of Baal Avimai. So, Frank, or you won't have to be able to pay for Einzim. So, Frank the Rishonim. First of all, it's not true. First of all, he could pay. He just, if he has money, he'll pay. And also, he could have a cow. If someone gave him a cow, that the master should never shush, he could have it. So, and also, and more, he says, so it's any b'tayra, it's not lav bar mitzvah. Let's break the Rishonim. Like the Mukesev, you can look at the Mukesev here, that asks his kasha about Richas, and I agree with someone who's lost, and he says, Mi any machav called Tzarech, the Shani Gittim v'kedushin lav nei hachi klal, alin in Sheila, abagad the mestoma lestu, even a mestoma doesn't have, Mi efsher, it's possible. It's possible to have money. Therefore, Muki Yosef learns the Pshat Gemara Bar Mitzvah is like this. That here it says Balav, so maybe from Balav Ima you learn that it has to be Daimit to you, just like you're a Bar Mitzvah. You have to have exactly like you, a full Bar Mitzvah. That's the tzad, that the Eved will not be enough of agent. Oy dilma, maybe a filaman dema ain't stucha shom kamay soy, that if you're by shliach, it's not like you. Hanimil shliach, ava eved, but eved's even better. Yad eved ki yad rabbi dam yoy. Yad eved's even better, because a yad eved is like my yad mamish, it's my hand mamish. So that's the question. I'm going to answer this question also. Mestavro, yad eved, yad rabbi dam yi. The yad eved is ki yad rabbi, and of course, if you lend out the parah together with your eved, it will be called balavimai. Why? Because the yad of the Eved is like the yad of the master, the hand of the master, and therefore will be considered Balav Imay.